Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 25th, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with awakeningplus.com and astroshaman.com as well. And we're here every Monday night for our New Earth Support Team call. Thanks for being here. Whether you're a member of Awakening Plus or not, whether you're live or on the recording, your presence is equally welcome. So let me check if there's anyone brand new here who has not been on this event before. If that's true for you, would you type a little Y in the chat just to let me know you're a new person? If I don't see a Y come up, then I'll know I can shorthand a lot of this. So I'm not seeing a Y, so I'll assume we're good for the abbreviated instructions. One of these days I will get the little video I've already recorded, posted up and ready to go. I've been so focused on my book, I'm not focused on a lot of other things. So here we go. So what we're going to do in a moment, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. Every being I call is going to be of high vibration and benevolent intent. Good guys all. Then I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening so you can call your higher self to your human self and have the be kind of tuned up beautifully to serve in this event. And then we'll relax, be really passive, and the divine allies will make use of us for healing and awakening. We'll both be serving the great collective awakening and receiving benefit ourselves, and they'll be one and the same thing, because whatever happens to us individually will be magnified down to the collective. Each of us will receive our own unique experience. I will be narrating the collective experience broadly, but you may be having something different happen, and that is fine. And that's the overview, the brief version. So I invite you now, as I call the directions and call the allies, I invite you to as I always do with live events, I ask you give us your undivided attention. Please do not multitask. If you can't do this only, as if you were right here in the room with me, then if you would please delay, if you remember, come back later and do the recording, that would be best, because we all co-create the field live and on the recording together. And if even one person is not really with us, then it can actually kind of mess with the whole field and we'll have to get it corrected so it benefits everyone. So there are no participants. I'm sorry. There are no spectators here, only participants. So that is my request. If you have to leave before we've completed our work, then I request that you ask the allies to ease you out of the field gently, and they will be able to do that if you have to leave before I close the container. That's fine. And that's really all I need to say before we start. So please now close your eyes. Take a moment to become aware of how your physical body feels. Not changing anything, just catching your baseline as it is. And then please add awareness of your energy body, the energetic part of you in and maybe around your physical body. Just be aware of that as well. See if you can feel the energy body and the physical body all together. And just feel that, that's your baseline, and we may compare to this later in the call. So your invitation is simply to rest in this awareness as I do my thing here for a few minutes. I recommend that you stay really passive, and if you feel energy moving in or around you, just feel that passively. If you don't have that awareness, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go. So you just do that, and I'm going to set up our energy field. Pachamama. Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness, Now, for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Brother Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird. We call Bear, Fox, Falcon, Deer, Hedgehog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, good container. Now, if you have any additional allies you'd like to call, as long as they are of high vibration and benevolent intent, you're welcome to call them now. We'll leave just a moment for additional allies. Our container will make sure that allies of high vibration and benevolent intent are let in. Any other allies will not. So please begin your calling now if you wish. Feeling good. We'll leave a moment longer for those additional allies to come in. It feels good. Thank you very much for calling those in. Take a moment and see if your body feels different already. Mine does. Alrighty. So next we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation, where you simply call your higher self into your human self. It comes just to the extent that serves highest good, giving you all sorts of awesome upgrades and experiences. And of course, nothing more than you're ready for. So if you'd like to experience all the blessings of being merged with your higher self consciously, in a moment, I'm going to have you say words to it. Do this out loud if you can. If you can't, that's okay. Just do it in your mind. It'll work either way. So let's begin that call in now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become completely passive. Just relax. Let it come to you. You're a sponge, it's water. So as this energy is coming in, here are tips that will give you the best outcome. Best if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Best if you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive and let it come to you automatically. If you get distracted, it's okay. Once you become aware of the distraction, just let it be as it is. No fighting it, no trying to change it. However, do treat that distraction as an uninvited guest. It's not you. You return your attention back to just feeling energy moving in your body. If you don't feel that, just feel breath come and go. And if that distraction is still there, just fine, let it be there, but just don't focus on it. Just keep your attention on or returning to feeling energy or feeling breath. Speaking of which, you want to use the least effort that keeps you aware of energy or breath. I invite you now for a moment to drop all effort. Just go to zero. Chill 100% for just a moment, starting now. So if it's zero, you still have awareness of energy moving or breath coming and going. Stay at zero. That's perfect. If at zero you've lost that awareness, then you need to add barely enough effort back to feel that. There's barely enough effort to feel energy moving on its own or breath coming and going on its own. And then just hold at that bare minimum level. Yeah, the group's doing really well. I get tuned into the overall energy of both the live folks and the ones listening to the recording afterward inside the membership. And it's really sweet and smooth. Y'all are doing great. A lot of you are shifting into embodied awakening now. How will you know that's happened? Because all the following will be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While that's going on, you're in embodied awakening. Your higher self has merged enough with your human self to bring on that beautiful, basic embodied awakening. So if you're in it, just relax, enjoy. Your presence there helps everybody else beyond time and space to get there. Feeling really nice. I'm so deep in the energy, I can't even remember if I said this yet. So at the risk of repeating myself, the way you'll know you're in embodied awakening is the four things will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's you, then just relax into the state. Yeah, I did say that. And if you're not, just stay really passive. Let the momentum of everyone else getting in there help you. Remember that effort will not help you from the ego. You need to just be passive and let it come to you. It happens when you just relax and let the divine bring it to you as a gift. How do you know you deserve embodied awakening? Because you're a living human being. That's the only qualification needed. Feels feeling pretty rich, and I can feel the allies showing up to do the work. Hi, allies. Thanks for coming. So, divine allies, thank you. As we do every Monday, we're here to serve the great global awakening, to bring in the new age of love and light. We offer ourselves for that service. We ask that whatever you do regarding us serves highest good of all, including us. So if we know that whatever you do to any one of us in this call is going to be amplified and, you know, spread down around the planet, we ask for each individual person participating in this process on this call, live or on the recording, that each of us be given only the awakening that we can handle. And if any of us is processing heavy energy on behalf of the collective, we ask that that heavy energy, again, only be as much as we can do without overwhelm. Thank you, allies. They knew that, of course. They would do it anyway. And I really said that mainly for the benefit of you humans. So you, the human, can now relax, be completely passive. This is not like most calls that are about global service. There's no visualizing, there's no sending, there's no ego doing anything except relaxing and allowing the far greater wisdom of these divine allies to work through us. So every time you get that desire to do something, please let it rest and be passive instead. And I promise you will be of far greater help with your passivity than with your doing something. So we'll now relax into the process. Each of us will have a unique experience. There may be some really sweet ecstasy. There may be some challenge. Everyone gets what they're ready for and never more than they can do. No one has ever been overwhelmed doing an invocation-based process like this, and no one ever will be. The invocation process does not allow overwhelm. So you, the human, can relax and just let it happen. You're safe, you're protected, and your service is tremendously appreciated. There are certain things the divine allies can only do through living human bodies. And that is what we are providing. And may all your selfish self may also rest assured it's going to get plenty of benefit for doing this. You'll get your own healings and awakenings that will stick. In gratitude for this service that you're performing now. There may be periods where I'm not talking for a while. Just rest in whatever's happening, if that's true. I may or may not do music. I'll be guided on that. So just relax and go with the flow. And one final reminder, if you're doing this via the recording afterwards inside the membership, you are equally participating. No spectators, only participants. The energy is feeling really sweet now. There are subtle higher dimensions opening for those who are ready to be aware of them. If at any point I'm describing something that isn't matching your experience, then just go with whatever is happening for you. Please never use effort to change your experience to match what I'm describing during this call. Each of us is having our own perfect experience, and if you do it repeatedly in the archives, it'll probably be different every time. Abrete corazón. Ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Ábrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, bajo el agua, bajo el fuego. Ábrete corazón. Ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es ahora, ábrete corazón y recuerda como el espíritu cura, como el amor sana, como el árbol florece, la vida perdura. Que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Ábrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, bajo el fuego, bajo el agua. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón. Y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya. Ya es ahora, ábrete corazón y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece y la vida perdura. Que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Continue relaxing into the deepest possible passivity. If zero effort's enough to just feel energy moving or feel breath, let it be zero. We have a strong blended field, which, if you're aware of, is really sweet. If not, a part of you is already there loving it, and your human self hopefully will open to that when the time is right. I'm feeling some heavier energy moving now, so some of us are being asked to process some heavier energy from the collective. Certainly with the war in Ukraine happening and all the other conflicts around the globe, there's no shortage of suffering and difficult energy in the field. And those of us who are able and willing are being given our fair share to process. None of it will stick afterward. If you feel that coming through you, please just let it be processed by the allies. They can process it neat and clean much better than your human self can. A new lovely energy is coming into the field. Just relax and enjoy that. Reminder once again, please, no visualizing, no sending, no effort to make anything happen, please. Just be fully passive. Let the divine allies make use of you. Far more effectively than your ego could serve from its own limited ability. My ego is happily surrendered to letting the divine do all this. My ego thinks it has a pretty sweet deal. It says, you mean I get all this benefit, all this bliss, all this awakening, level after level, and all I have to do is just chill and receive it passively? How sweet a deal is that? I get to be of service of this magnitude by chilling out and basically doing nothing? Wow. That's a good arrangement. If parts of you are fussing about that, acknowledge their concern and just ask them, hey, just watch and see what happens here. See for yourself if it works. Give it a chance. Wow, y'all are doing something different because the energy just got a lot stronger. If you're sensitive, you can probably feel how much the intensity of the energy has turned up. The volume's increased. It's coming through faster, stronger, clearer. So yeah, whatever y'all just did, well done. That's how it works. The less the ego does, the more it completely relaxes, completely allows the more awesome it gets. Took me years of painful struggle in ayahuasca ceremonies to learn this level of passivity. My hope is that you'll be able to get the wisdom from me so you don't have to go through all that yourself. Frequency shifting again, even subtler. Yeah, as a group, we're surrendering really well. Well done, folks. The allies are even saying, yep, that's how it's done. If they're impressed, then I'm happy. So it feels like we want to have the experience of our bodies feeling more like energy than flesh, but something's slowing it down. So just for a moment, tune into how your physical body feels. And if there's any part of you resisting perceiving yourself as energy more than flesh, same body, just perceived a little more subtly. Just feel that resisting part and just merge with it and then relax. And that should help it open up to experiencing yourself more as a being of light. Experiencing the physical form itself as light. It's opening up now. Good. There's parts of us fearful of the unknown, at least the part that it doesn't know. And sometimes we have to help them relax to open to the next level. Yeah, it's really sweet now. Well done. We're grooving now. Remember that every experience you have during this event is being multiplied for the benefit of many other beings on Earth. Each of us is acting as a surrogate healer and a surrogate awakener for many others. With all of it happening automatically. I think we're getting our last little touch of bliss here before we eventually move back toward the physical level. So just take a moment longer, really relax, allow yourself to just be the field of energy you are right here, right now. Yeah, I like that. And now begins the movement back toward more physical awareness. Always remember, this is a both and experience. You're bringing that higher level back with you and integrating it into your body, your physical body, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Once again, there's nothing for your ego to do except allow this to happen. Just be the passive witness of the process that the divine is doing for you. So I'm feeling about the size of my physical body again, but it feels very different with the new integration of all these sweet higher vibration energies. Take a moment, just be aware of your own body and see if it doesn't feel energetically different now. Just be with whatever that experience is. I feel pretty solid in my body. So it feels like it's about time to close the formal process and then open it up for feedback and questions. Thank you, allies. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. So grateful to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask, I ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good. As always, I request that you remain with me, always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, that closes the formal container. Thank you all very much. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus and want lots more awesome stuff where this came from, go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. We have an extraordinary membership with well over 400 archived events, similar to and some way better than this one. They all have the power of the live events they were recorded from, and they're accessible 24/7. We have several powerful courses in there to accelerate your healing and awakening. About half the live events we do are members only. You can get into those. So that's just the beginning. There's a community connection, members helping members, shamanic breathwork events, all kinds of amazing stuff in there. So check it out if that sounds interesting. Again, you can try it for $1 for 30 days. See if you like it at no risk. All right. So if anyone wants to work with me privately, whether you remember or not, you can go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, and life coaching. And you can learn all about that there. All right, let's open things up for feedback. You can now simply unmute yourself and talk. Just click that microphone icon if you see it. If you're on a phone, *6 will mute or unmute you. Don't raise your hand, just jump in. You're also welcome to type in the chat window if you prefer. And we'll hang around as long as people have questions or comments. So who's got one? So Linda just typed, that was powerful. I was given a rose. Thank you. Awesome. I'm glad they rose to the occasion for you, Linda. James says, thank you as always, Benjamin. You're welcome. Just a technical note, that's the second time I've performed that song. Performed isn't the right word. I served with it. But I did it a few weeks ago, and I totally messed up the melody. I didn't know it very well then, but I nailed it pretty much tonight. Only got two tiny mistakes that you'd hardly even notice. But the song is called Abrete Corazon, and it's one of those ceremony songs I like to do on these calls. So I'm happy to have done it more justice tonight than I did the first time. Izzy says, beautiful song, Benjamin. Thank you so much. Thanks, Izzy. James also likes the singing. Thanks, James. So if anyone would like to unmute and actually speak live, you're welcome to do that. Or if you want to keep typing, that's fine too. Jeannie types, so fortunate I am to have this opportunity to serve and have Benjamin speak softly to us and provide the container, all this after a busy, harried day. Thank you so much, Benjamin. Oh, thank you, Jeannie. That's beautiful. While y'all are here, I've come up with a tentative name for the invocations. I've been doing them all these years and haven't really given them a formal name, but I realize as I write a book about them that it's actually now important to put a label on them so people can identify them uniquely. So I'm about to tell you the working title and would love you to just in the chat type a Y if you think it's a good one and no if you don't care for it. You don't have to give a reason, just yes if it appeals to you, no if it doesn't. So here we go. Would love your feedback. What if we were to call them light speed invocations? Why if you like it, no if you don't, and if you don't. Light speed invocations. That's two yeses so far from Linda and Marla. Thank you. Dina's meh. Randy's a yes. Pancha Avatar is a yes. Laura's a question mark. Brian's a yes. Pretty good. And if y'all have a better idea what to call them, Dina says maybe a shorter name. Tricky. Vivian's not sure yet. Yeah, so here's what I'm wrestling with on a pure marketing level. You know, this is going to be the title of the book. The book title will start, if I use this, with the word Lightspeed Invocations and then have a subtitle. The trick is the name needs to communicate what they do as simply and clearly as possible and in the smallest number of words and syllables possible. So when I think about, okay, what am I doing that differentiates from what most other people are out there doing? Okay. One thing is these work really fast. You know, based on the feedback I've gotten, as you know, I got just 25 stories back from people recently on how they use the invocations, what did it speed was a very common, you know, report and has been for a long time. So light speed certainly communicates that. The other thing that is they're really easy. They're effortless and easy. And that I was not able to work in. I mean, it's sort of implied light speed. It's sort of, well, if it works fast, then it can't be too hard, right? But what I haven't been able to find was a short, easy to speak, easy to understand title that caught both speed and effortlessness. And I haven't been able to find a name that captures that. So if any of y'all have an idea, please share it with me. I'm totally open to what would be the best possible branding to give these invocations. And I wish I didn't have to do that, but in this world I'm moving into with a book and I'm going to be launching a podcast, that name's going to be in the podcast too, then, you know, I want to make sure I make it as good as I can. Vivian says, I think it's about the immediate unity of higher self and incarnated self, immediate unity invocation. Good point with the embodied awakening, but here's the trick. It's not just that. The invocations are for anything. They're for embodied awakening. They're for healing. They're for calling in any energy you want. So they're like a Swiss Army knife. So I don't want to restrict the name to just about being awakening because it's more than that. So the light speed captures the rapidness of it. And I love the fact that light is in there too, because it is light you're calling in. So there's a slight pun there that works effectively. And then Vivian says, yes, true, but that unity calls anything needed. Linda says it identifies a new encompassing field. So anyhow, that's my thinking. And I know it's not your job to be my marketing consultants, but if any of you all now or later have an, oh, wouldn't that be a great name for your invocation that captures speed, effortlessness, broad utility, etc. I would love to just have your idea about what tight, punchy phrase could I use that's immediately understandable, requires no explanation, and just nails what these things do. Jeannie says, gosh, tricky for sure. Ask for help in a specific meditation, call it in from the allies. I got nothing now, but we'll meditate on it. Thank you, Jeannie. Vivian says, but soft darkness is also included. Indeed. Yeah. It's a tricky marketing challenge for sure. All right. So thank you all. Thanks for letting me brainstorm with you a little bit. You've become my temporary mastermind here, but I'll let you go from that. Deanna says,
hey, Benjamin, am I unmuted?
In a bookstore, I might keep walking. Yeah, but I haven't told you the subtitle. I may as well give you my working subtitle as well. Hang on. You find it here.
I'm on the phone. Are you able to see that I'm unmuted?
Okay, just a second. All right, so I've been playing with title ideas, and we can go ahead and have a quick yes-no on this too. Sorry, I didn't mean to be doing this. It just sort of happened. And by the way, I see that we have someone on the phone, so let me pause my whole marketing thing and just see what this phone caller has to say. Would you like to speak?
Yes. Hi, hello? Benjamin. It's Faye Kelly.
So I see a green, but I'm not hearing anything. Let me make sure my audio is good here. Give me a second to make sure my Zoom isn't messed up. Just a second. Speakers. Oh, there's the problem. It's my bad. Give me a second. Okay, try speaking now.
Hi, Benjamin. It's Faye Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thanks, Faye.
Okay, you're welcome. I had a couple of things. I wanted to share something that happened last week.
Okay.
I was having a lot of technical problems with Zoom, so I had to call in on the phone, and I really couldn't comment because I couldn't get anything working. But at any rate, during the ceremony, at one point, I had so much light coming in my eyes, bright white light, that I was thinking, oh, I should close my eyes. Just close my eyes. And my eyes were already closed because I'm sitting in a dark room. So that was a very unique experience. I've never had that happen in all my years of meditating.
Cool.
So that was pretty cool.
Wow. Thanks for
The other thing I wanted to say about what are you going to call this? I describe it to my friends as highest embodiment invocation, or highest, you know, something like that. I just kind of describe what it is rather than think about marketing it to my friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. Yeah, that would be a good way to describe the embodied awakening invocation.
But you're looking for a title for the whole thing, then, is that it?
Yeah, my thinking is these invocations can be used to call in anything, any energy of any kind, not just awakening, not just healing. They are a Swiss Army knife. And I'm trying to get a descriptor that captures that too. And what I like about Lightspeed invocations, it doesn't say it only does a certain thing. It does whatever it does fast. And
well, see, I don't mean to be argumentative, and you kind of sound like you like that idea, but the speed and the light part of it really don't enter my mind, and I wouldn't use it to describe it. I think of contacting my higher self the same as some people talk about touching the quantum field, or being in the quantum field, or connecting to the quantum field.
Right.
And I know that that is a terminology that some other people are using. So obviously the quantum field thing is out, but I haven't heard of it. And this, I may be wrong, but I haven't heard of anybody really talking about the higher self and embodiment in the way that you do. So just my opinion is that I think that part of it's unique, but you may want something broader.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that feedback. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Another thing I'm going to put out for survey soon is I haven't found anyone out there teaching exactly what I'm doing here. There's all kinds of people who are teaching, you know, how to pray, certainly, but I have yet to hear someone who teaches prayer to describe the absolute passive acceptance of the prayer after spoken. I hear lots of people talking about just being passively with whatever you're experiencing. There's plenty of that out there, but I haven't heard anyone else combine that with, oh, by the way, assign it to your higher self to do it for you, and then you just chill. So I'm genuinely curious, is there anyone else out there you're aware of who's doing thing that's really like what I'm doing with that combination of invoking and then just completely surrendering? Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
This past week, I saw a video of someone who is a shaman who talks about, you talk about the empty pipe, and he talks about the hollow bone. Mm-hmm. So I will try to get that clip and send it to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm sort of, because of this book, I'm getting serious about deep diving and finding out, is this thing as unique as I think it is? Because, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, I've spent most of my life on the spiritual path, and certainly a lot of exposure to a lot of things, but there's a lot more I'm not aware of. So I'm going to be reaching out to my community to see what people might be aware of that will help me that I don't know yet. And I want to acknowledge Pancha Avatar typed, suggestions, Lightspeed invocation, the easy, effortless way to meet your higher self. Actually, my book title was similar to that, Pancha Avatar. But before I get to that, cliffhanger, I wanted to let Linda speak.
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay. Prajit and Julianne have the Stargate experience. Mm-hmm. And in that invocation, we do nothing, just the same way.
Really?
We empty ourselves entirely. It is on YouTube. You can check them out.
Stargate.
They have the Stargate experience. You got to put the first.
The Stargate experience. Thank you.
Yes. And they have, in 1980 or 82, don't quote me on the year, Prajit was shown what to build for the Stargate.
Huh.
And it is projected on there, and you can see it, and you can feel the energy. Mm. It is an incredible experience.
Wow.
And he has just wonderful things, and he channels someone called Alcazar.
Okay.
And it's really his higher self of the future.
Cool.
So he was in a meditation one time, and they were giving him a massage, and all of a sudden, Alcazar started coming through and channeling before all these people. And so all the masseuse stopped touching him. And they go, he says, well, what's going on? You know, he wanted a massage. And they said, well, you've been channeling for the last half hour. And so we've been starting to write stuff down. So anyway, then he decided to build the physical Stargate.
Oh, wow.
And it's beautiful. It's really cool. And it holds an energy. And he called in the same kind of people you do, only from a galactic Stargate.
Oh, cool.
So I just want you to know there is somebody else who does it.
I will check it out. Thank you.
Prajit and Julianne. Prajit, P-R-A-G-E-E-T. And Julianne. J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E, I think it is.
Thank you. I'll find him. Thank you.
Yep. I think you'll really enjoy him. I mean, you'll love the Stargate, and it's very interesting experience.
Cool.
But kind of along the same lines as yours.
Okay, cool.
So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That's great feedback. Exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you, Linda. Okay. And I have someone else. Punch Avatar, did you want to speak?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
That suggestion was for you and not for me. That just came through my brain, my finger, onto my side for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw that in the chat. And in a moment, I'll read my projected book title, and you'll see how similar it is to what you wrote. We're on the same wavelength. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Pancha Avatar. All right. Thanks. And we have someone on the phone, too. The caller ending in 1733. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to mute myself, and I accidentally unmuted myself. So you can go back and mute me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Thank you. All right. So, let's see. Then Deanna says, I would look at that book with the title the Pancha Avatar gave. Brandy says, nope, you're unique. I found you via astrology podcast. Maximum Embodied Awakening is uniquely you. Thank you. Vivian says, why not Maximum Embodied Awakening, that immediate way to call in the divine? Thank you. And then Jeannie's typing spontaneous instant light, awakening you immediately, or spontaneous awakening. I like Vivian's idea too. I too agree with Brandy. Maximum embodied awakening is my favorite. I'll take those. I'll think about those. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is called a brainstorm, and I'm open to all of it. And I've given you my initial thoughts. That doesn't mean I'm not open to an even cooler idea popping in. And just because I keep promising it and getting... Oh, but Vivian's here. Cliffhanger yet again. Vivian, what's up for you?
Can you see and hear me? Because my screen is all good, all right. Well, I can't see. That's fine. I wanted to just ask something personal apart from this discussion.
Okay, please.
Does anybody have any experience of jade beings? I have the sense of the presence of beings that are connected with the mineral jade, or the precious stone jade. And I don't know too much about it. Hello, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, good, okay. All right.
No, you're strong and clear. I did not have that experience myself, but if anyone else did, feel free to jump in, unmute, and or type. And did anyone else have a jade experience tonight? Unless, of course, they're too jaded for that sort of thing.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh.
Remember, it's not morning. It's just something to live with. I think that... Here's my guess, and it's just an open question for myself to live with, just perhaps share that I feel like beings who have been connected a long time with the earth are now freer to help. And these beings are connected with different minerals and crystals and layers of the earth itself. And if other people have had those kinds of a sense of that or those kind of encounters, I would be interested to hear that. Mm. Yeah.
So anyone want to respond to Vivian with any similar experiences like that? Well, Panchavatar?
Yeah. For me, it's just at one time during the meditation, like there was a tool from our human physical DNA body to like the tone of the heartbeat of love, like you were aligned to the heartbeat of love. I just kept hearing myself saying, this is pure, unsaturated love. And it felt like Amitabh, like when she gave me a dasha, and I was just so blissed that I was just like, I should share this. No, I shouldn't do this. So that's what I experienced tonight and earlier in our meditation. I just felt like we're all aligned to the heartbeat of the cause of love. And I said, I heard after we had that revelation, I don't have to do anything. And I just kind of sat there and just my human body, and like, this is cool.
Okay, thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you, Panchavatar. And I'm sorry, unfortunately, Panchavatar's audio is not that great, but I got the gist of it.
Could you maybe express some of the gist of that? Because I didn't hear very well.
Sense was he had a powerful elemental experience in the earth, and he was just passive in receiving it easily. I didn't hear him saying it was actually a jade experience, but a similar powerful elemental connection. I've had, you know, in certainly past ceremonies, I've had connections with the elemental realm as well. But my own, I seem more connected with the upper world realms more easily than the lower. Laura typed, she hasn't had that experience personally, but she heard that from another crystal worker. And I've certainly talked with many light workers and conscious people over the years who've had very profound earth experiences like that. So you're certainly not alone. Those elemental realms are really beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to read you my books up, my tentative book title here. So, Light Speed Invocations, How to Call in Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More from Your Higher Self Quickly and Easily. So one more time, Light Speed Invocations is the main title, and the subtitle, How to Call in Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More from Your Higher Self Quickly and Easily. So that's the tentative book title, for what it's worth. Again, it's a long subtitle, but long subtitles are allowed. And, you know, that's what people read if the main title catches them. So that's the best I've come up with. I'm certainly going to do a lot more brainstorming on it. And if anyone has a better idea, certainly feel free to pop it in now or email me afterward. Again, I am going to put all this out to email to my list. So this will be coming out in writing soon. Y'all are just getting the advanced preview here. I didn't even mean to do this. It's just sort of happening here. Deanna says, very long yet descriptive. Janice says, skip quickly and easily. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, Janice. Oh, skip. Don't say quickly and easily what you're saying. Okay, thanks for that feedback. Panchavatar, did you want to say something more?
Hello. Glad to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Thank you. Yeah, you're such a beautiful being. I'm always happy when you join us.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay, Deanna agrees with skipping the last two words quickly and easily.
I need to go at this point. So have a lovely evening.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like I've gotten a little heavy on the marketing side. I apologize if I didn't mean to drag us that deeply into that direction. I start getting excited. Thank you, Vivian. So I feel like we've gone a while and people are signing off anyway. So unless there's anything urgent or pressing, we'll give you just a second longer for any last questions or comments, hopefully that don't have to do with my book titles. Any last anything from anyone before we wrap it up? Al says, your embodied awakening activations are extremely powerful. I like maximum embodied awakening too. Deanna says, thank you for the conversation and for the space holding. Thank you, Deanna. Jeannie says, a bunch of hearts. Punch Avatar says, that title's working. Laura loves a lovely song. Yeah, thank you all. Really appreciate all the beautiful energy tonight, the service, the conversation. I'm so honored to be working with you guys. I feel really a great privilege to be doing this with you guys. Thanks so much, and we'll be back soon. And if you're hearing this live or quickly, remember Wednesday night, we've got a live public event, Divinely Directed, and Thursday night, we have our monthly Ask Us Anything call, where not just me, but other members with insights will answer whatever questions come up. So many blessings to y'all. Good night.